All right. Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 308. There's Jeff and his witness protection light. I am Chris, as always, joined by Jeff.
Hey.
Don is here with us.
I am.
And so is Pete.
What's up?
And it is, I guess it's not day one, it's day Zero? Negative one?
Yeah, negative one.
Day negative one of
like,
you.
Like, yeah. Oof.
But for all intents and purposes, all the big stuff is starting today, or has already happened, because we're at the end of the day. And we're here to talk about the E3 and Bethesda press conferences, of which I did not see the EA one. So you guys will have to fill me in. I kind of know some of the stuff, though.
But there isn't a whole lot to tell.
Oh, come on now.
There really wasn't. There's some good stuff at the beginning and some stuff at the end, and then the entire middle was a repeat of their 2014 conference.
Titanfall 2 and Battlefield 1 and a bunch of sports crap, and that was about it.
That was in the middle of all the sports stuff.
Hey, Chris, you're breaking. You're like
super robot-y.
Yeah, super robot-y to the rest of us.
Weird. Okay, so it's not just me.
No. I was afraid of the same thing.
Hold on. Better now?
No.
Nope. Now we can't hear you.
I think he left.
Yeah, he muted himself.
Oh, no, you muted yourself. nope, nothing.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Gone. We have no host. Oh, God.
Okay, he wants us to just keep going. Right. Okay, so, I mean, they opened with Titanfall 2.
Yeah. Right? And I mean, Titanfall 2 looked like Titanfall 1, only, I don't know, like, there's new mechs, which is awesome. Everyone likes new Titans.
I'm curious. I never played the first one, but I knew the big thing about number two was like swords and stuff. But they didn't see. I couldn't tell if the swords are a single player only thing because I didn't see them in any of the multiplayer action. And that seems like something they would have highlighted as like a new mechanic. It just seemed to be like the hook shot was like the new multiplayer mechanic.
The I don't know. I think the big thing with the new Titanfall is going to be the single player campaign.
Sure, but I mean, just, like, talking about, like, the sword, like, mech with swords was kind of, like, their big thing in the announcement trailer, and I just wonder if mechs with swords pertains to only the single player. Like, if that's, like, hey, the mech that you have is a special mech in the story that can, like, wield a giant mech sword, and that there won't be, like, melee sword combat for the mechs in the multiplayer.
Yeah, but there's, like, they said there's, like, 6 new or 8 new mechs.
Okay, I just didn't see any in the trailer, and so I did see, or in the multiplayer trailer, but I saw
that trailer was badass, too. Like, he jumps over one mech, lands in a mech, and then just fucking force pushes his ass into oblivion.
Are you talking about the multiplayer one that they showed first? Or
right.
Yeah. I thought the single player one, like, kind of got me a little excited. I thought it was cool how they like had the mech talking like the whole time through it or whatever.
Right. Oh, yeah, I mean, definitely.
My only fear is that, I mean, they're the guys who were making Call of Duty before, and that's never necessarily been known for its glorious single player campaigns. So
they made Call of Duty
the early
before.
Ones. Yeah, I was going to say the early from, Call of Duty really games had like
okay, and that was
campaigns.
Made when? That's one out of how many at this point? Like. Sure,
I know, but
those
are the guys.
Back when those guys.
But that was also 9 years ago.
Right,
and they made other Call of Duty games since then, and
I don't know that they did.
They made Modern Warfare 2 at least.
They made Modern Warfare 2, and both of those, I think, everyone enjoyed.
And they made others before Modern Warfare 4, right?
I don't know.
I can't remember, but I mean, hey, we'll see. It'd be cool if it was great. My hopes are just.
It looks fun.
I don't have any. So
I think the grappling hook looks really cool too. Like the way they're like shooting it off in midair and stuff. Like I don't know. I thought the first game was pretty fun. I was not.
Yeah.
We gave it game of the year on this show, which I was not in agreement with. But
seriously?
Oh yeah.
Like that, it was not my idea.
Over
Chris can't defend himself right now because his fucking mic is broken.
Can't even hear us arguing right now.
Oh,
but.
Titanfall is what sold me on getting an Xbox One. Between that, that was the game that made me want the Xbox One. And I'm very grateful I got it.
I thought it was fun, and I'm going to get this one, but, you know.
My favorite reaction to that was Jim Sterling's tweet was, what do you mean Titanfall 1 didn't have single player? You only had to wait 3 months after release for it to come in.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's so good.
I kind of, like, I was thinking about, like, installing it again just to see if anyone's playing, but I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah. What else did they have right after that? Did they just roll right into sports stuff?
Yeah, I think after that was just sports crap, wasn't it?
No, there was something else good, wasn't there?
Oh, Mass Effect. And if you want to put good in quotes, then I'll agree with you, because this is where they're, hey, let's go back to our 2014 conference, where they talked about a bunch of games everybody wanted to see, and they just showed a bunch of behind-the-scenes footage.
Yeah. Here's the problem. There's an old rule in writing that goes, show, don't tell.
Yep.
And this whole conference was them telling us, like,
except for the beginning and the very end.
It was the Donald Trump of press conferences. Like, it's going to be great. Let me tell you, we're going to hire the best people, and it's going to be amazing. Like, between Star Wars, first of all, like, I was like, oh yeah, there's so many Star Wars games. We're going to get a good look at one of them. We didn't get a look at any of them. It was all this developer diary shit.
Exactly. And I was like, guys, come on. Like, really, they got me excited because they were talking about the future of the Star Wars franchise. I was like, okay, well, that has to mean more than Battlefront DLC.
Yeah.
And then they had Jade Raymond came out, which surprised me because for some reason, I thought Motive was making their own game. I didn't realize that they were on top of, they were working with DICE. I bet you they're doing the single player while DICE does the multiplayer.
Probably. But then to hear that the Amy Hennig one is still 2 years out, it's like, why even? And you have nothing to show for it? Like, why even bother, man?
No,
like,
I agree. I mean, my hope was originally, well, in the middle of this, was that, oh, hey, this is the weird behind-the-scenes thing, but then at, like, Sony's conference, because they tend to do a lot of EA stuff, we'll see something. But then they were like, yeah, this is so far off, we don't even care. So it's like, guys, come. And for Mass Effect, like, Mass Effect is still, like, a year away, but it now seemed like the time
to
be like, hey, here's a bunch of cool new details, not like, we're still going to make a Mass Effect that our fans know and love.
But it's going to be bigger and greater, and it's going to be the most Mass Effect. That's basically what they're saying.
Yeah.
And like, all right, dude, isn't it supposed to be quarter one of next year?
Not sure. Let me.
Did they even put a quarter there? I don't know.
I mean, Google just says March 2017, so.
Nice. Okay, well, it was supposed to be originally this year, and then they delayed it, and I think they said we're delaying it to quarter one. And I no longer believe that, because if we're, like, less than a year out and you can't put a trailer together, like, I don't know, dude. What we saw of Mass Effect was really pretty, like.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, the idea of it, like, you know, they talked really about beautiful. It for a minute, like, they kind of set the story for it, and
that stuff we'd, like, already known for, like, pretty, a really long time. Like, I was like, hey, what's going to be the name of our main character? That would have been kind of cool. Or, you know, show me some of our party members or something. Like, okay, yeah, I know that I'm going out into the Andromeda Galaxy, but please give me something that tells me we're not going to fight another Reaper analog. You know, Chris, whatever you're doing, there's audio now. I don't know if you can hear us, but.
Oh, you can hear me?
Yeah. You started moving around and your screen cap would pops up now as if it were getting picked up.
Weird.
So.
But, the problem with Mass Effect and with, I guess, every game, with their whole conference, there was not a single game demo. Like, nothing. Even the stuff that's, like, you know, Battlefield had a cool trailer. Why did you come on stage and show us?
Yeah, like, Battlefield, you had to wait, like, until after the conference and watch after that to watch the multiplayer.
We've all walked away.
You're right, it is dumb, but the gameplay looked fucking amazing.
I don't know,
man.
I checked out as soon as I realized that Battlefield 1 was the end of the conference, so. Because I realized there wasn't going to be anything else I cared about, so. Yeah, I get that. I saw on Twitter that a lot of people were, like, freaking out and like, all right, cool, I'm glad that they showed, like, they bookended their conference with actual games, but, and to be fair, they did at least show, like, the FIFA stuff seemed like they were it has like a single player story, which, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, yeah, you know, it's got like a black main character, so that's cool at least, so they're trying something, you know. But I can't imagine this is going to be any good. They've tried, this is like the third in recent memory that I can think of sports game that's done a single player campaign.
And like a story. I mean, yeah. I want sports games to strive for that. I think that's not a terrible idea, but yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't really care. Like, I don't play FIFA, so it was just like, that was like a huge centerpiece. Like, that was the whole middle of the show. Was like,
yeah, I mean, FIFA's a huge game for them, too.
Yeah. I understand.
All the sports games are.
I understand it, but it's just on the Star Wars front and on the Mass Effect front, it was so disappointing. Like, it was just like, why even bother telling us that you're making games if you have nothing to show for it and they're years away?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Amy Hennig one was, what, 2018?
Yeah. Like, that, I thought that would be, like, maybe next year. Like, I don't know. Like.
Yeah. And then, guess, what, Battlefront 2 is next year.
1.5.
Yeah.
I guess everyone that I talked to said that it was like expansions, not like an actual new game.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
But wouldn't also surprise me at the same time. So, I mean, to be fair to them, you know, they're doing like the charity thing. That's cool. And stuff, which is neat. The sports section is boring to 95 to all of us here, but, you know, it actually encompasses a very large percentage of the gaming audience. So,
FIFA's very huge, like Chris said. Like,
it's, well, yeah. What did they show when, during the sports thing? Was it just FIFA and Madden, or?
I think so.
Yeah.
That was it.
FIFA, they did the story trailer, and then the managers, right?
Okay.
And I don't know what they showed in Madden. I was playing Hearthstone during that section, so
they didn't really like Madden. I don't think there was anything really notable to it. It was just like just some footage,
Madden's like a trailer.
Yeah. I guess the one positive thing I could say about EA's press conference, like the most positive thing I could say, is I really want to play Battlefield 1, and I don't play that series. So they sold me on that. Like, just like how
that's
beautiful.
Good.
And just like those old planes flying around and shit, like it looks super interesting. Yeah,
cool. Chris, did you catch any of it?
Of the EA one, no. I was at a graduation party, but
Okay. Well, you didn't miss much.
Dom was sending me texts about a Titanfall single player, and which I'm kind of excited about. So
Titanfall and Battlefield are the two big ones.
They were the only games that they showed.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, and FIFA, of course, but
I guess my I thought that, like, based on last year's conference, they had learned from 2014, where it was, hey, we got a bunch of really cool things in the future, so we're not going to show, so we're just going to show you us working on those cool things and not.
Did they show anything from Criterion?
Nope.
Nope.
They didn't show anything from any of the Star Wars studios at all. Only stuff that we've known about already, like the Outer Rim DLC for Battle. Front,
right,
and some thing for Galaxy of Heroes, the mobile game, which I did play for a little bit, and it's a good time killer if you got nothing else to do.
Anything on the Old Republic? They update on that? Or?
No, they did mention it, but again, they were like, "Oh, hey, Austin's working on something cool," and it was a bunch of like Jade Raymond, Amy Hennig, and whoever was running Austin being like, we love Star Wars, really happy we get to work on Star Wars, can't wait to show you guys what we're doing with Star Wars. It's like,
Wars rules.
Yeah.
I swear to God, it was the Donald Trump of press conferences. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Just trust me.
All right, well, so then EA happened, and now we waited a few hours, and then Bethesda came about.
And Bethesda, there's felt like a real press conference. Like, motif seems to be, we're going to talk about some things that are coming in the future, like next year-ish, but then we're going to spend the back third of our conference on the big game that's coming out this year.
Which is fine.
That's what they did last year.
They needed a better presenter for Dishonored, though.
I agree. He's no Todd Howard, who's been on stage for the past 10 years.
That guy was He was pretty awful.
It was probably his first time on E3, and, you know, props him for at least not vomiting on stage like I might have. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess considering on Thursday we had just talked about what the, like, their whole thing leaking, there was no Wolfenstein, though it was teased. Eagle-eyed people noticed in the little, like, DOS boot up screen that started the conference, it shows, like, all of id's games and, like, their release dates, like, by series. So it's, like, Wolfenstein 3D, May 5th, 1992, and then New Order, Old Blood, and then there's something called New Colossus right under Old Blood and right before Doom, and there's no release date there. So that's, like, their little CD Projekt Red-esque tease for eagle-eyed viewers.
It's just, I mean, it's a super letdown for me because, well, one, the week beforehand said Wolfenstein 2 at the show. I'm sitting there waiting the whole show. It's like the one game I really wanted to see, and it doesn't happen. I'm just like,
yeah, and
fuck, dude.
I mean, Don, you kind of like the card game, right? Like,
I'm interested in the card game.
Yeah, I am too. I'm curious to.
But the rest of it, like, Quake wasn't what I really wanted out of Quake.
Exactly.
Really?
As of now, it looks like it's just PC only, and that's not for me. I mean, I have a PC that could run it, but I want to play my FPSs on a console with my controller on a console against.
And I kind of wanted them to do what they did for Doom for Quake. Like, you're kind of going back to Quake 3 here. Like, go back and reimagine single player Quake. Bring us that and the multiplayer at the same time. This almost sounds like a free to play type thing.
It does.
Like, yeah, not capturing the spirit.
I expected them to say it was going to be free to play, and they didn't. I was like, oh, okay. Well,
that seems like a QuickCon thing where they also have, like, stations set up for people.
Yeah, where they actually have gameplay, like, attached.
And, yeah, they could then too. I mean, the details were pretty light. Other than that,
I have no personal attachment to Quake, but what's disappointing about that to me is it was just a cinematic trailer and no gameplay. Right.
It didn't even look like Quake. Like, Quake is, like, super gritty too.
Oh, and
it looked a little cartoony.
I mean, it looked a little cartoony. I mean, some of those weapons, like, I recognize, like, the little chainsaw looking thing I don't know who any of the characters are. Cut up that one guy about towards the end of the trailer. That looked real familiar. I also haven't touched Quake in quite a long time, though, but they're probably going for more of a Quake Live thing, because that was really popular.
Right.
And since it seems to be part of their, like, esports thing, I would expect it to be way more like Quake Live than anything else.
Yeah, it looked like the newer Quakes, not the one. I never played after Quake 2, so, like, well,
last time
that
they tried
familiar to me.
The multiplayer, or not multiplayer, single player was Quake 4, right? I don't think a lot of people like that very much. But I also don't know if that was id who did that.
Quake 4 was Raven, I believe.
Oh, okay. They're a good studio. I'm surprised it didn't turn out that well then.
I mean, you never know when you license somebody, like, how.
Sure.
How something's going to turn out, though.
They showed a lot of stuff, so I'm trying to keep track of it in my brain. I guess the big, like, they came out like we said, like we thought they would with the Fallout 3 DLC. Like, hey, here's the rest of our stuff that we're giving you guys for the season's pass.
Right.
Which are, like, two settlement-like add-ons and then another story one. But I don't know if any of us still play the game, so I don't know if it matters.
That's what I was watching. I was like, dude, nobody gives a shit. Like, we're all done with this. Like,
well,
I keep telling myself I'm going to go back and play it, and I never do.
They must have numbers that support that, though, that they have tons of people playing it. Like, we might have burned out on it real quick.
Yeah. I don't know anybody. Like, I still see people on my list. Like, I got two buddies at work that still play it.
Like, yep, you know, I do too.
I beat the story and I walked away from it, and I don't know anyone who's playing it.
I hear Far Harbor is, like, better than the main story.
That doesn't surprise me. That seems to be their. The funny thing is about at least the Todd Howard team, they tell much better short form stories than, like, long, drawn out, 50 hour long single player stories.
Yeah.
Like, even with Fallout 3, the Maryland DLC that I can't remember the name of, people really liked and stuff compared to the main.
I thought the theme park thing looked cool, but it's not enough for me to, like,
I'm not gonna. If I turn that game on right now, I wouldn't know what the hell I'm doing in it, like, or anything, you know.
So yeah.
I think I'm done. Like, I think if I play Fallout 4 again, I'll be starting from scratch, trying a different type of character. But I don't see that happening anytime soon. So I don't know.
I agree. Well, and I would probably mod it to High Heaven as well, just to make it somewhat different. We already talked about the card game. The Skyrim remaster's coming, and it looks better. I wish they had announced a price. But I still just don't care. Like, I could have gotten it. I can get it to look that good for free on PC. And they're it looks like they're doing the mod thing on consoles as well.
Which is great. Like, developers need to continue this mods on console type deal. Now that the architectures for consoles are even more similar to PCs than before, like, that needs to continue, because there's several games that I play on, a couple games I play on PC that, you know, I'm hoping their next iterations that are coming to console continue this whole, like, hey, we have mods.
Yeah, so, no, I totally agree. I think that would be awesome.
Should give me a second here. So I just checked Steam, and Fallout 4 is the 8th most played game currently on Steam.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Because this seems like one of those games that, like, people who only play games every couple of years pay attention to, like, that and the Elder Scrolls games. They, like, they buy it because they know they're going to put 500 hours into it, and they won't need to buy another game until the next one, you know?
Right.
And even if I looked at my friends list, there's always at least two or three people playing at any given moment.
Even though I personally don't know anyone who's still playing it, like, a game that sells that many copies, there's going to be, and that is that big, there's going to be people that are just are devoted to it, and they're going to have enough of a base there of people still playing to release content, you know. But
yeah.
As for the Skyrim thing, I guess I think on Amazon it is up for $60, but I don't know if that's a placeholder or not.
And I mean, I know that's with all the DLC and everything plus that, but I still think a game that old, since Game of the Year editions have been available forever with all the DLC, that's a $30-$40 game.
It should be, but I mean, it does look it does look a lot better, like, when they show them side by side like they did. Which was, it was smarter of them to do it like that. Like
it was drool-worthy. It was pretty incredible.
Yeah, for consoles, I guess that makes sense, especially since it ran like shit on PS3.
Right. Like the PC has already had something that looks amazing.
Yeah.
For years now.
Yeah.
And there's mods that actually make it look better.
Exactly. That's my thing. It's like, I don't need to spend. I don't need to get the remastered version in order to make it look that way or to make it look even better. Just download some texture packs and, you know, go to town.
Just to clarify on the Fallout stuff, Fallout 4 is also the 5th most played Xbox One game.
Jesus.
Currently. So that's behind Call of Duty Black Ops 3, Grand Theft Auto 5, FIFA 16, and NBA 2K16.
The GTA one is, like, the most amazing thing. That's still, like, a top 10 game every month. And
Online is super popular.
It's crazy, dude.
They keep updating it. They just put out, like, a new, like, felonies and something, like, criminals update that I heard. That game isn't... That multiplayer is insane.
The fact that game is years out, like, after it's released now and still a top seller every month, like... It's insanity.
They announced that it sold about 65 million copies or something like that. Like, it's nuts.
Stupid. Yeah. Jesus.
Crazy. Then they showed what? Prey?
They showed, I mean, something with the name Prey.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was, but...
My stream froze in the middle of that trailer. Like, I had no idea that it was Prey, and then when it came back, like, I saw the guy standing there with Prey behind him on the screen. I was like, what? There's nothing to do with it.
The second, like, the original trailer they showed 5 years ago didn't have anything to do with the original game. The only reason we knew it might have had anything to do with them was because they said, oh yeah, Tommy from the first game is going to figure into this somehow, and it's like, oh, okay, but otherwise it wasn't completely different.
It wasn't like a first-person shooter with, like, puzzles or whatever?
It was a first-person, like, bounty hunter game. Like the demo they showed was like you chasing some like lizard man or something like over the city, and then you captured him and you got points for capturing him and stuff, but you were in like a Blade Runner looking city and stuff. This one was more, looks like more like Alien.
I didn't get to see, like, does the trailer get more interesting? Does it show any gameplay in it? Because, nope. Like, I froze right when the dude was looking at his eye for the third time. Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty short.
Yeah.
Well, I guess...
I'm curious, at least. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's at best next year, right? Like, I think they said next year. Yeah. So, at best, we'll get it next year. We'll learn. It might be their big game for next year.
I'm curious if QuakeCon might have anything, but I don't think so.
They did say I think you could see more at QuakeCon. So.
Oh, okay. They said that for a couple of games, and beyond Quake itself, I couldn't remember which ones they said.
I guess they showed Dark Brotherhood for ESO.
Okay, now, I guess you were in and out, but I mean, I wasn't paying attention to that so much as I was paying attention to the woman who was screaming her head off every time that dude spoke. I don't know if that was his wife, his mother, or somebody who was really, really obsessed with Elder Scrolls. But, I mean, this woman shrieked to high heaven in excitement only during the Elder Scrolls
Online
segment.
Just for Elder Scrolls Online.
That's funny. I was watching the entire time, but I didn't...
You didn't notice?
See that. No, I didn't notice. I wish I had now.
Pretty amazing.
Kind of feel like I left out on one of like the key components of these.
Well, once Giant Bomb puts their thing up, you should check that out, because it's pretty good.
The Dark Brotherhood looked cool, though.
Yeah, I just wish that game was fun to play.
It is fun to play. Don enjoyed it, and we have a friend, Josh, who swears by it.
I played the beta, maybe, for a few months.
About once a week. Me and one of my buddies get on, we play for a couple hours every Sunday morning. That's about it. It's fun, though. I don't have any of the DLC, though, so, I mean, for what it's worth.
And only that's, like, scaling and stuff, which is something that, like, has been announced forever, weird. So...
I don't know about that. I guess we'll see in a couple months.
Cool news, I guess, about Doom.
Oh, yeah, Doom. It was all multiplayer DLC, which was unfortunate. Yeah, I was kind of hoping
it was, but they're updating the snap map stuff so you can actually create actual campaign levels.
Yeah.
You get the weapon wheel now and stuff.
Does anybody here play Doom?
Jeff has. Yeah. Loves it.
I really want to.
I am planning on getting it.
It's on sale on Amazon right now.
How much?
I might wait for the QuakeCon sale. In a
$40 at Best Buy.
I think I'll end up renting it, but I think it's going to be the next game I get, so I'll let you know whenever I get it.
I have told my kids I would like that for Father's Day. I told them how to get it for $8 off, too, because take this Best Buy card with your mother to Best Buy, and we'll see.
Here's a map how to get to the Best Buy.
Here's how you get to the Best Buy.
Here's my credit card. Just swipe it and
just put it in. You don't even have to wrap it. Just
yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool. Like that'll allow people to create levels, and they're already kind of manipulating it to do single player content, but
which is really smart because I think that's what a lot of people wanted to do with that in the first place. Yeah. So it's not like the story of Doom is necessarily anything people are attached to, so you can totally just, like if you want more Doom, download some of the top rated single player levels people have made and then just, go to town.
Yeah, they're already like kind of like the campaign levels a little bit, just like smaller and stuff. Like I've tried out some of the user created levels. It's kind of cool,
I guess they're opening it up so there's more. There'll be more environments. You'll be able to make bigger maps, and
they said more logic trees. That seems programmer specific, but I imagine that also helps a lot with like the single player stuff.
Yeah.
And I imagine since the system is quote unquote easy to use and it's built into the game itself, that things that are made on the PlayStation 4 can playable on the Xbox and the PC and vice versa. Like, does it all just upload to a hub, or is it all system specific?
I don't know.
You know,
I would think it would be a hub, wouldn't you think? I don't know.
I would think, but you know how you know, like, if it goes to Bethesda's backend, then yes. But if it has to be stored on like Sony server, like Xbox is not going to have access to that. And I don't know.
I was hoping they would announce some single player DLC though. Like, so ultimately, it was kind of disappointing for me too on that front. I was just like, whatever. I mean,
it might be a little early, like right now, like a month after release sounds like the perfect time to be like, oh yeah, here's all our multiplayer like DLC for the next couple of months, and maybe QuakeCon is where their big thing is, like expansion pack.
I guess, but like I didn't think anyone's really playing the multiplayer, but like, so I don't know.
I don't know if I do either, but maybe that's why they're like, hey, look, by the way, please have faith in us. Please, God, play this thing we dumped so much money into.
Like, I don't know, the multiplayer felt really tacked on. Like, the snap map,
it
I get
was.
It. Like, yeah, but, like, the multiplayer, it's, like, the regular multiplayer. Like, I almost feel like they should have just shipped that game with the campaign and snap map, and that's it, but... whatever.
Did Certain Affinity make the Doom multiplayer, or was that an id thing?
No, they, Certain Affinity and with Saber?
Oh, okay.
They, like, it really had very little to do with the multiplayer stuff.
Okay.
Which is why it kind of feels tonally different from...
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe these updates are trying to bring it more in line with the single player, so that way it's more cohesive and everybody feels like they can get a... Because he was like, and we're adding in maps like Deathmatch, and I was like, wait, you mean that wasn't in there...
Yeah, like
they're adding a free for all deathmatch. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But even still, that sounds like the most basic ass like
something that should be in an id shooter multiplayer game.
They invented it, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
And then Bethesda VR.
Kind of like they briefly touched on it, right? Like they're doing Fallout. Right.
Like a little
and they're doing the
clip.
Doom. It seems like these Doom are tech demos at E3, right? Is that did everybody else get that impression?
Yeah, they're there.
I'm gonna tell next year. So.
Yeah, and then like next year they're doing straight up Fallout 4. I like how it's HTC Vive only, because they have that still open litigation going on with Oculus.
I can't imagine playing Doom in VR, dude, that game is so fast. Like, just say, I would vomit.
You will vomit.
Right? Like, seriously, dude.
But you know what? That also sounds exactly like the kind of thing that the original developers of Doom would have wanted.
I guess. I don't know.
Just for you to play Doom and then to just vomit all over your floor after playing it.
Yeah, that's like the metal thing, right? Like,
yeah.
It's worth noting, though, I mean, I guess... I'm not too surprised so far, but there is not yet a AAA game that's been shown for VR yet this week. Now, we've only seen EA and Bethesda, but neither one has, like, a new AAA VR game. Like,
I don't think we'll see one until Sony's conference.
I'm just hoping we see one at all.
I don't even know if you'll see one at Sony's conference, because I don't know. Unless Sony is doing... like an 8 to 10 hour experience that they're going to put out there and be like, this is our thing. I don't think companies are ready to take, you know, the investment that they need to put into something like that.
But Sony has to. Like,
well,
I think
exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if Sony doesn't do, like, they don't have a first party like already working on like in a, you know, one of those types of experiences.
But they might feel like they can just do experiences. They might feel we can just bundle up with experiences because it's VR and people are all yay VR.
Well, I mean,
might not be the right approach. But
my hope is that everybody realizes that only gives them like a year.
Like, they do have like their Wii Sports type packing game for the VR, like the version I'm getting with it, and like it looks cool, looks fun. I'm excited to try it out, but I want to know that when I'm buying this $400 piece of equipment that I have stuff to look forward to, like real meaty experiences, not just like here's a little tech demo.
That's why you are a guinea pig, Jeff.
I mean, Microsoft is like they are partnered with Oculus, so we could see something there, but I feel like they already have like a large enough slate that they're not even going to bother.
Yeah. I don't think so.
On a little side note, I need to put out here now. It's starting to feel like this October is going to be my most expensive October ever, dude.
Every game comes out within like 20 days of each other, right?
Every game is either October 20th, October 28th, or like the first week of November.
November 11th.
November 11th.
Here I am sitting around with fucking dick to play all summer. Like, I just don't...
So what did you say? Skyrim was what, the 28th?
Skyrim Remaster. You drop that
be now.
Right now.
Drop it now.
You drop it right now. Yeah. I'll download it. I will download it because I have nothing to play.
That would
have
been pretty amazing.
I was kind of hoping they would have done that, like at the end. No, they go, well, we got one more thing.
They're fucking putting it out there to die. Like October 28th. I'm not gonna pick up Skyrim. I'm gonna pick up Battlefield if I pick up anything. Like,
you can't throw Skyrim, a game I've already played twice right. on different systems. You can't throw that out in between Titanfall 2, Battlefield 1, Gears 4. There's like something else coming out. Oh, Dishonored 2 comes out. What, November 11th? Like,
yep.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's only the announced stuff. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if throughout the next couple of things
right. Call of Duty is going to, like, and I'm not saying I'm going to get Call of Duty, but you're throwing this out, like, where you're competing for people's money,
yeah.
And there's too many games all in one batch.
Exactly. Well, and then, I guess Madden's usually an August game, right? So, but.
Yeah.
It's like all in a 3-week period where, like I have Call of Duty pre-ordered right now. I have PSVR pre-ordered. I'm probably going to pre-order Titanfall, and I really want to play Battlefield, and those are, like, one, I got 3 shooters within 3 weeks of each other. Like, what the fuck am I doing? I just really want to play them all, though. So it's like
3 multiplayer shooters, too.
Exactly, yeah. And I guess, that's everything except for Dishonored, right?
They showed a lot of Dishonored.
The big kahuna there of this year's Bethesda showcase. They showed about half an hour of Dishonored stuff that ranged from like environmental tech demo to a trailer to an actual gameplay session of like a early mission, it looked like. I like that they were showcasing like all this stuff seemed to be from Emily Caldwin's point of view because she's easily the most interesting aspect of this new game, and so like showing her powers and stuff, I think was really smart.
We already know Corvo's powers. We don't need to see more of him. But I like that there's a choice. You can play classic Dishonored. You play as Corvo, or you can play this new way with like cool new powers, like that weird shadow crawl thing.
I'm all about the shadow walk thing and the domino effect.
The domino thing looked pretty cool.
This went by so quick in the trailer, but there's a part in the gameplay trailer where she just, like, fucking neck stabs a dude, but he's dominoed to 3 other people, and they're just necks just explode. That was amazing. I was like, okay, I mean, that seems like the kind of power that immediately takes out your entire bar, because it's so cheap.
Super powerful, yeah.
It looks amazing. It definitely, like, that and Prey both looked like super, super good. And I'm definitely... Like, I liked Dishonored, but I wasn't as into it as everybody else was, but this one I'm definitely way more excited for.
Well, like, I was into Dishonored, but Jeff, you never got into it, right?
No, I tried it. I didn't like it. So, like, once they started going into this, I didn't care.
Right.
But it is, like, at the very least, that's the right way... Like, that's the right way to show a game... EA's conference is the wrong way to go. It's going to be good. We like really are excited about this and not show it. Like,
please be excited.
It's I guess what I'm saying is if I was looking forward to Dishonored 2, like that's great. I would have been like all excited watching all that. Like that would have been cool.
I think they went on a bit too long, but
yeah, and I think that might have been helpful, but might have been drawn out just a little bit by the guy's nervousness and stuff.
Yeah.
On top of that, I mean, they showed the gameplay footage, which was awesome, but then they turned around and showed, like, a trailer right after that. They could have left off the trailer.
Yeah.
Like, or, yeah, if anything, about 5 minutes.
That's a half-hour gameplay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. I'm not, like, super pumped about either EA or Bethesda, but there's some games.
Well, I mean, how come? At least with Bethesda. I mean, I guess with the exception of Prey and Dishonored, I'm not, like, super gung-ho about everything, but I guess compared to what I saw at EA, I was like, hey, at least there are fucking games here.
I mean, there were games at EA, too. You're just not interested in those.
Right? No, I mean, Titanfall was cool, but I mean, everything, like, okay, so I guess what I should have said is, like, EA, there were things I was really excited about and was disappointed at what they showed on all those things. Like, I was excited to see what Mass Effect was, I was excited to see what Star Wars was, and they came out with both of those and showed me negative stuff.
Yeah, it's like EA, on paper, has maybe a more compelling list of games.
Right.
Yeah.
But they didn't show anything, and a lot of those games are like, they might as well not exist because...
Right, well, that's even with Bethesda, like, we saw very little of Prey, like, we know it's a game in development, but outside of that, they have Dishonored.
Yeah.
It was an hour conference where you have a game.
You look at it last year, though, they basically were like, here is... Like, check this out. This is Doom. It looks cool, right? And they showed, like, 5 minutes of that. That's coming out in the spring, and then they spent the rest of the time on Fallout, and it was a huge success.
You have Fallout, and you have Dishonored.
Yeah, that's to me why it's like, I'm kind of just, like, whatever to everything.
I like Dishonored, and I'm not, like, and I wasn't super pumped for Fallout, but it's, like, Fallout is one of those upper echelon titles.
Yeah, totally.
Dishonored is like a, you know, cool little niche game.
It was definitely a much softer impact conference than last year's, because last year they got to come out and battle and be like, oh, here's Fallout 3, which you've been waiting for 2 years.
Right.
And it's also coming out in like 3 months.
You know, they dumped Fallout Shelter, which, you know, depending upon where you stand, I found it disappointing, but it was like, it's out now if you have iOS. I'm like, that's cool. Like, there was nothing like that came out.
That until the next morning, motherfuckers.
There was a Doom demo, which is great for people who have not played it, but I've already played Doom.
That's what I said. I texted Jeff, and I was like, the fucking demo was like the best thing that going on in this game.
Well, it's good for, like, I mean, you guys could try it out now. Like, I highly would recommend doing that, but, like...
Yeah, I might once tomorrow, after the servers have calmed down. But, yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, I don't know.
They were both about the same.
Not to harp on this too much, but I'm going to harp on it again.
All right, let's hear it.
If you're able to put out a cinematic trailer for this Quake game that is probably not barely in development yet, how come you couldn't put anything for this Wolfenstein New Colossus that the only thing we got of that was, like, if you were really watching that DOS prompt thing at the beginning.
That's their big thing for next year.
Yeah.
Actually, it might not even be their big thing for next year. It might be their Prey for next year.
Yeah.
Prey might be their big game for next year.
Machine Games has not been working on this, though. Like,
I know, but didn't it come out last year? Wolfenstein was last year, right?
The DLC.
Well, it was standalone, though.
I know, but it was... You know, that was DLC. You had to have people that have been working on a true sequel since the first one, I would think. And I don't know. Like, it's just, to me, it's like, dude, throw me a bone. Like, that's what I was tuning into this conference for. Like, I don't care about this.
I bet you don't get Wolfenstein till 2018.
I can see it, but I can also see them try to make it a fall game for next year. I don't know, though.
I mean, it depends on how far Prey is along, right? Like, if they can do Prey in, like, you know, April or May, that's their big game for that.
Yeah, I do think Wolfenstein works better in spring. Like, it works like in the spot where Doom released, where the first Wolfenstein released. Like, that's like a better spot.
Yeah, where you're not trying to compete with Battlefield or Call of
Duty. Yeah,
which Bethesda shouldn't do unless it's Fallout or Elder Scrolls.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and to be fair, like, Dishonored at least, like, is a different enough game where it's not, where you're going for just a different audience at that point, who's, like,
you're going for
buy both, or they'll buy Dishonored over Call of Duty or Battlefield because of those.
It's Bethesda's Bioshock. Like, it's that type of game.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, Wolfenstein is, It's a different type of shooter, but it's a shooter, and you're throwing it up against the biggest shooters coming out. Like, I don't know if that works as well.
Yeah.
No. It's... I don't know, man. I just... huge surprise. I'm disappointed as fuck in everything today.
Oh, man.
I mean, disappointed as fuck is perhaps slightly strong for me. Like, with EA, for sure. Like, I was just supremely just disappointed because I was like, they teased me. See, that was the thing, is that, like, with the Star Wars stuff, they were like, we're going to discuss the future of Star Wars. And I was like, oh, maybe that means more than Battlefront. And it meant less than Battlefront. God damn it.
No, I mean, and, you got, like, you just, there was nothing definitive. It was...
It's
we're working
tangible.
On shit, we're just not going to show it to you because it's not coming out for 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, and at that point, you shouldn't even have shown me. Like, I mean, put it up on a slide. Don't do, like, this weird behind-the-scenes thing where you pump your chest and whatever. Like, that...
We're off.
Like, and they flew Jade Raymond out, like, all the way, like, and stuff. That seemed really weird just to have her announce a bunch of games that are, quote-unquote, announce what everybody's working on and stuff. Like... Like, she didn't even get to formally announce Battlefront 2. She was just like, yeah, we're working on it with the next one. It'll be out sometime. It seemed like an odd move.
Disappointing that, like, you know, there's, you know, they have all these great IPs, and, like, there's, you know, no more Dead Space, no... They're not doing anything with Dragon Age currently, because Mass Effect is still whatever is going on there. It's all these games that they could be doing. You don't have anything coming. Did they announce anything from PopCap?
They didn't announce anything.
It was literally Titanfall, sports, and then Battlefield. Oh, I'm sorry, and Star Wars and Battlefield.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of announcements, we didn't learn about any new games.
Right, that's where I think I came away disappointed from Bethesda, because it's like, I knew about all this shit. Right.
It's like... I'm setting my expectations pretty low, and I'm still getting disappointed, honestly. Like, I'm going into the E3, I was just like, anything I want to happen is not going to happen, and I've been right so far. Like, but the thing is, like, the even worse insult, though, is like, oh, okay, well, at least I'm getting Wolfenstein 2, and then it comes to this fucking conference, it doesn't happen. I'm like, dude...
I don't know. Like,
it's on Microsoft and Sony to do something tomorrow to get me excited.
Well,
man.
Ubisoft is tomorrow too, and Ubisoft could have some cool stuff.
Oh, Ghost
I wonder
Recon.
If we'll see like
I
a fifth Far Cry. Or... What'd you say?
Ghost I don't Recon. Think a fifth Far Cry is going to make Jeff jump up and down.
No, here's what you won't see at Ubisoft tomorrow: anything that I want. So you could scratch Beyond Good and Evil 2 off that list. You could, I mean, anything that I would be remotely interested in from them, you could just scratch that off your list.
So no Splinter Cell.
God damn
no
it.
Splinter Cell.
No Beyond Good and Evil.
No Prince of
no
Persia.
No Rayman.
Yeah, no Prince of Persia. I'll tell you that right now. No Prince of Persia.
There you go. Jeff knows. Jeff knows he's going to be
disappointed. I've been right so far. Go in with that attitude. If they show anything,
yeah,
if they show a Rayman, you'll be like, oh, cool, Rayman, you know.
I can't wait to reconvene after Microsoft where Jeff goes, all they fucking showed was Gears and Halo. Fuck this shit.
They are supposed to show Dead Rising tomorrow, right? So.
Yeah, I just beat the third one today, and that makes me less excited for Dead Rising.
I was going to say, now you don't care.
Game fucking sucked, dude.
Oh
my god.
That's amazing.
I had fun with it.
The first two are so much better. Kind of.
They are Dead Rising games.
They're different games. Yeah. Yeah.
I just think that the first two at least had cool settings, like bright, colorful, like, you know, like the first one's a mall, the second one was like a Vegas style thing, and then this one was just a gray city.
Well, the rumor is it's going back to the original setting, so.
Yeah, like they're going back to Willamette, like it's going to be the mall and surrounding areas. That sounds cool, and it's supposed to be around Christmas time, like,
yeah.
And it's Frank West. I'm like, well, you know, you're. That's at least one thing that makes me kind of happy, but, like, again, those games are not aging well. Like, the boss fights are terrible in them. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
But, I don't know. I there are games I'm looking forward to, but, yeah, these first two, the day minus one was not a...
not a good day.
I'll give you some Microsoft easy ones. Like,
what are they not going to show us, Jeff?
There will be no Conquer.
Okay.
Sea of Thieves might not get shown at all, but if it does, it's 2017.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What could Microsoft do that would make me happy?
Did they pick up Ukulele to be announced it's going to be published on the published through them?
No.
The Ukulele is going to be on everything, man.
Yeah, their Kickstarter promised PS4 too. So.
Oh, okay. Do they just have it then? It's like a thing on there. Like, we love indie games.
Nah.
If it shows up anywhere, I bet it shows up at Sony.
That'd be pretty
good. I don't think it shows up in any of them.
But if it were to show up somewhere, I think Sony's the one. Like,
that game does look incredible, by the way. Like,
it does.
I can't wait for it.
Again,
delayed.
What else, Jeff? What else?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. What else could Microsoft do to make me happy? And then
Banjo?
Yeah, there'll be no Banjo.
But you honestly can't be going into this conference thinking they're going to announce a new Conquer game and a new Banjo game.
I don't think they're going to. I'm saying it's not going to happen.
Okay, my point is that with Bethesda, you went in being like, oh, they're totally going to announce Wolfenstein. It's like, well, nobody's going into Microsoft being like, they're totally going to give us a new Conquer game.
Yeah, I'm trying to
work from Recore.
Which, by the way, I think that has a September release date I heard today.
Recore?
Yeah.
I thought it was pushed to 2017.
Yeah, I thought it was next year, too.
Oh, release date leaked. 6 hours ago on IGN. Maybe it was something they were supposed to...
Huh.
Is it...
When reached for comment, Microsoft provided the follow... Okay, so there was a... Yeah, September 16th in Europe and the 13th in America. And then this right here, I'm going to paste this into chat, was Microsoft's response to IGN. Yep. So...
So the release date's not confirmed?
It was leaked, and then I guess this them with the sort of shrug emoji, and then the E3 website for Xbox is supposed to mean.
Well, all right, so here
tomorrow.
Here you go. No Recore. I took to the conference to release it. Is it something I want to see?
So no Recore, no Cuphead.
Cuphead is a fucking joke at this point.
That's quickly, quickly. It's been like 4 years now. So
yeah, I initially was like really excited by that game based off the art style, but then the more I heard about it, like how it was just super hard and it was basically just bosses, and now
they changed that.
They added 2D platforming to it, and then I like watched footage of that, and it was the most boring, basic ass platforming I've ever seen.
Jump to jump.
Yeah, have you guys seen that?
I didn't look at the trailer, no.
Look it up. It looks not good at all. Like, so I'm like checked out on that game. Fuck that.
I don't know. I'm hoping they announce Forza Horizon 3.
That'd be nice.
That sounds like something they'll do.
Delicious.
I mean, it sounds right about time for that. So, we'll see. But we will reconvene then.
Also, quick note.
Yep.
Bethesda tweeted, if you own Skyrim and all its add-ons or own the Legendary Edition on Steam, you'll get a free upgrade to the Skyrim Special Edition.
Nice.
So.
That's kind of cool.
It's cool. I don't own all the DLC, but I probably wouldn't have played the upgraded version anyways, so.
Are we gonna do two shows? Or how many shows are we gonna do tomorrow?
Yeah, I was looking at the schedule, and so 12:30 Eastern time is Microsoft, and we assume they go for an hour and a half, right, and that's 2:00. The PC gaming show's at 2:30, and then Ubisoft is at 4:00.
We'll do one after Microsoft, and then one after Sony.
Yeah, okay. But that Sony one will encompass Ubisoft. Shows.
And then if there's anything for the PC game show, we'll cover that in the Sony one.
Is there a Square show?
No.
Square happened last week.
Theirs was June 8th.
And they actually have had the best announcements so far.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you're not really a fan of JRPGs, but if you were, Jeff, they have had the best announcements so far.
Indeed.
I somehow really missed most of it then. I don't know.
Well, it wasn't like billed as their E3 conference. It was just like here, like a bunch of people it just showed up as a list of articles on sites being like Square. You know, it gives you more gameplay for Deus Ex, and here's a Kingdom Hearts thing. but I would expect to see some of their games at least Sony's conference.
Yeah, like, we should probably see some Deus Ex at one of these, right? Right? Since it's, like,
I don't know about Deus Ex, but I bet you we'll see Final Fantasy 15 at the Sony conference.
Yeah, they'll show Final Fantasy 15 and maybe an updated trailer of the 7 remake.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, 15's out in September, so that's, like, I bet you they're going to be pushing that as their big game, in quotes. Even though it's not exclusive to their console.
But, two shows tomorrow, so...
one short and one very long.
Oh, one really, like, just quick oddball thing. Did you guys see, like, that Zelda art that leaked on Amazon?
I did, and it looked like it was from a Fable series.
Dude, it looked awesome. Like, I don't know.
With them scaling the mountain?
Yeah.
It was all right.
I really dug that art style. I thought that was great.
I bet you don't scale mountains in that game.
No.
Who knows, dude?
I love the thing that everyone picked out of that trailer was, oh my god, there's a volcano. And I was like,
Jeff, would you be excited if Link scales mountains?
Yeah. I think that would
be... it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Probably. No, I mean, I think that anything they could do to change up the formula a little bit would be good. So things like that, I think, would be cool. But who knows?
All right. Well, we will. We'll have to wait on that because Zelda's 2 days away. But we'll be back tomorrow with day zero of Microsoft and day zero of Sony and Ubisoft and PC game show.
I'm ready.
Boy,
all right, guys.
Microsoft and Sony, you guys, it's on your shoulders this year. No one else is doing shit.
It's been on their shoulder every year.
I guess. I mean, last year Bethesda did a lot of the heavy lifting on Sunday night where everyone was just waited.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I guess so. I was like, nobody looks to Nintendo to carry
E3. Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
Don, Ghost Recon Wildlands tomorrow.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
It'll be fun.
Division
and
DLC.
For Honor, too.
That game's not real.
Oh, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that.
No, man, they said they were
shooting up. Excited for that one, too.
They can't crush my dreams. Cool. Jeff's dreams are all that gets crushed here.
But Jeff wants For Honor, so not
real. Oh, God damn it, Jeff.
Yeah, I kind of was looking forward to that. So that will be another one that you just don't hear anything about this year.
It just disappears.
Yeah.
And then we'll learn in 2 years it was canceled.
But here's the thing. At the very least, next year is going to be the best year ever for me because, like, by March, I will have, like, every game I've ever wanted. Like, I'll have Yooka-Laylee, I'll have Zelda. Everything will be okay by March next year.
Okay, it's cute that you think Zelda's coming out before March of next year.
It'll come out when the NX comes out in March. Yeah, if NX is March.
Mm,
Don't do this.
I think it'll be out by March, Jeff.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's an NX launch title. You're gonna have to buy a $350 machine to play it because the new version is only gonna be in limited supplies to about 4 people.
And it will come out 3 months after the
NX. That's okay. I'll trade in my PSVR and get my NX.
It will be worth $10 at that point, but.
All right. We'll be back in about 14 hours, so.
Set your clocks, ladies and gentlemen.
Get excited. Good night.